Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeitritz of the Geistribian. That is courtesy of Pastel Crimes 3136 on the Discord. Zeitgang Discord. Shout out to y'all. And shout out to @DZeitgang for retweeting that, because that's the only way it's going to get to these eyeballs. These eyes.
Balls.
These eyeballs. Miles, how are you?
Oh, you know, just the heat, baby.
The
Los Angeles area is cooking right now in the triple digits. So I don't know. I'm like half like checking to make sure like all my plants don't die outside. Cause like, you know, I try to water early because all that heat can mess up some of my other things I'm taking care of.
Am I the Indiana Pacers? Because I'm getting cooked by this heat.
Oh, my. What year is this?
That's what's happening right now.
Oh, man. Ronnie Cycli is really going doing a number on me.
The Heat are in a series against the Pacers and destroying them right now.
I know. I was just kind of going like way back.
Way, way back.
Because I had to talk about Ronnie Cycli.
Right.
Who's a DJ? I don't know if we've talked about this off mic because we love obscure 90s basketball players, but he's an EDM DJ living his best life. So
he has always looked like he could be an EDM DJ, and now the prophecy has been fulfilled.
Yes.
Shout out to DJ Cycli.
To a near 7 foot EDM DJ.
DJ Psych Boy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know what his name is, but
I guess Ronald.
Yeah, I can't imagine what kind of music you think he plays. I'm guessing Euro EDM.
Yeah, it's like he's like doing like his own like Tiesto, whatever. It's like like Armin van Buuren and Afrojack, that kind of shit.
Got it.
Stuff I don't want to hear.
Well, let's tell the people a couple of things that are trending today. World Photography Day is trending.
Nice.
Here on Wednesday. Why is that?
I don't know. It must have something. Maybe it died. Did World Photography Day die? I'm so used to things trending on Twitter going, oh, it died. Okay, so.
Whenever I get on and World Photography Day is trending, my heart skips a beat, but then
Goodyear died. I don't know. I mean, yes, it's.
Oh, it turns out it's just because it's World Photography Day's birthday.
Yeah. And, you know, got to shout out World Photography Day. Got to shout out photography, capturing still photographs. I love that. Without that, my father would not be able to put food on the table. So shout out to photography.
Because he's an Instagram influencer, right?
That's what he's doing now, but he started on Snapchat. Yeah. And it's cool. I mean, we get a lot of fit tummy tea, detox teas for free. Fabletics, we'd never pay for our Fabletics shit anymore. And the designs are great with pockets designed with the active day-to-day life in mind. So it's not just for the gym. So is what he tells me all the time. Yeah. And I'm like, these are a little too tight for me, Dad. But he's like, wear them, obligated, and put hashtag ad when you post.
But he, for real, Todd Gray, great photographer, up in bunch of museums you've heard of.
I mean, look, you've just
haven't heard of many museums, and they're the ones I've heard of.
Oh yeah, you know, I think also, look, if you want some quick pop culture touchstone, the Jungle Fever poster with the black hand and the white hand, that's one of my dad's images.
That's amazing. Hey, have you seen a good photograph on World Photography Day? Has anybody shared one with you that made you appreciate photography here in the year 2020?
Not really. I mean, I think there's been a lot of nice, harrowing images that pull at your heartstrings. Mm. I think that's the beauty of photography, but,
of those images I shared with you earlier did it for you.
Well, I said for this reason, let's don't bring this up when we're recording because, but I guess you're making
needs if work. Feel,
well,
said,
no,
needs
I
work.
Know. I said it feels derivative as fuck. To quote myself, and I said, you have no business aiming anything with a lens at anything.
But other than that, it's good.
Other than that, man, I mean, I love the energy.
I can conceive of an idea that is good of what you are going for with this.
Yeah, I can see, I can almost see what you think the image was looking like.
Goodyear is trending.
Because they died. Goodyear died, right?
Yeah, and also because it's just a good year. We're having a great year, 2020. Shout out to the year 2020.
I think the only American tire manufacturer left, they did a thing where they said, hey, at work, please refrain from wearing political garments like MAGA hats and things like that. It's causing chaos. Let's just keep it keep the politics out the workplace. That clearly made asshole in chief just go off on Twitter. And he's like, everyone should boycott Goodyear, honestly, and go check out Michelin or some other company that isn't even US based. And everyone was like, so along with this, the other words MAGA and Goya are trending because they're like, this is what Trump does. He's like, something is bad. It's going to get canceled. Cancel culture is overrated. And then he's like, I will cancel Goodyear. Now buy a foreign competitive item.
Right.
Outside of the US. MAGA hats obviously are all made in China. Like if you buy the official ones, they're all made they're like designed in the US and you flip it over and it's like, but don't get it fucked up, made in China so they can make as much profit on these shits as possible.
Yeah. That's the only reason I'm not rocking one these days.
Because you're like, you can't get past that. It's like, but if you really lived it, these hats should be made in America. It's like he's almost being disingenuous about what he believes.
Even the knockoff MAGA hats, like those need to, like the fake ones where it's like, yeah, psych! I think Jesus was tweeting because LeBron rolled up to the game and Make America crossed out great again and arrests the cops who killed Breonna Taylor written underneath it. It's interesting that, I don't know, it feels like it's of a piece with the LeBron Zero Dark 30 23, where he over explains the thing that he's sort of working with, the pop cultural touchstone, because you don't need this crossed out grade again.
No, You don't even have,
you just put the rest of the great sentiment, but the fake MAGA hats, I think.
I mean, look, again, if in the past. And you know, Bron did email me an early draft of the design, and I said the same thing to him. I said it feels derivative as fuck, my man.
Right.
And it's a little too crammed in there. I mean, also check out the kerning and on your text as well, the line spacing. It's a lot, sir.
The kerning goes all way down. Speaking of Bron, we got to talk about what is happening in the bubble, the NBA bubble. Damian Lillard is doing
the Lizard King.
That's gonna catch on.
Damian Lizard King. He's just so fucking. I don't know what. I'm a Laker fan. I was excited. We haven't been in the playoffs in fucking, 7 years? And I was like, here we go. Let's get disappointed all over again. I mean, clearly going into this, I was like, the Blazers have been playing on another plane of existence coming into this. But there's that moment at the end of the game with the Whiteside block and then Lillard just daggering us from like half court, basically. I turned the TV off. I was like, I can already tell if this is the sort of flow of play. We have nothing. We have no answer for this.
He is shooting from like where Steph would pull up from when like nobody was guarding him, like, you know, those like right in between the 3-point line and midcourt. And you're like, what, can he shoot from there? He's doing that in traffic, like on multiple possessions in a row. And like, you have no doubt that they're going in like when he shoots.
Yeah. When he jumps, I'm like, he's going to shoot a 9-pointer now or something. I'm like, I don't know. Some weird basket's going to come down like jock jams and he's going to hit the 50-point basket somehow too.
But it is like evolutionary, like the shit we're seeing. Like it's because he's shooting them. Like when Steph would take them, he would take them because people didn't think to guard him out there.
Right.
And so he could just like shoot from out there. He's taking them like they're, you know, just mid-range jump shots. Like it looks identical. He's got the sweetest rotation on his jumper.
Sweetest taboo.
It is the sweetest.
And for me as a Laker fan, I'm like, oh, you give me the sweetest taboo. Oh, I wish you played with us.
So it's interesting because the 8 seeds have won game one of both of their series with the 1 seeds. People who aren't NBA fans might not realize like that is... it's almost always that the higher seeds win because they're seven game series. I think it's happened a couple times that the 8 seed has won. One year the Knicks went all the way to the finals as an 8 seed, but there was something weird that year where they were just getting healthy, and I think that's
there was something weird because the Knicks shouldn't be in the finals.
Right. I just remember that Sports Illustrated cover. It was like war on the floor, and it was like They were just playing the ugliest basketball and just beating people up and had Sprewell just like running. But yeah, it's for people who are basketball fans, like this is super exciting. This is the bubble has made me say multiple times like that the level of play in the NBA has gotten so incredibly high. It's like I this might just be me being an old ass guy who's like still has memories of the 80s,
Ronnie
but like
Cycli.
Watching, yeah, like these guys are even better than Cycli. I'm gonna come out and say, Harden is so unbelievable. Yeah. Like just the threes they're hitting, and like I don't know, man. It's next level. This has been super.
It's like
super
March.
Fun
it's like
watch.
The thing when you watch March Madness. Like why can't the pros play like this?
Yeah.
And then you're like, now you're seeing, you're like, whoa.
This yeah.
Is... What's funny though, I remember is like when the bubble games were starting back up and the seeding game started, you're like, I don't know if I can, you know, if I can really cast my gaze upon this again. And then it's like, but once you do, it sucks you right back in.
Yeah. It's, it really is the sweetest taboo because this is all happening while, the two teams that I care about, the one my dad works for, the 76ers, and the one my friend coaches, Frank Vogel, the Lakers, and that a lot of my friends root for, are both losing in a manner that is going to cause big problems.
Don't forget who you're losing to, bro, the Celtics.
Right. Yeah. That's extra
Celtics,
painful.
Pal. Yeah, all right, Jackie boy.
Extra painful. Anyways, shout out to Danny Ainge, who believes in phrenology.
Yeah, right. Ooh,
Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston trending.
Because they died, you know. RIP,
so. Yeah, could you?
That's just going to be my blanket assumption. Everything that's trending on Twitter is died.
Yes.
What happened?
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston will be at the same table read. And that is, like, you could power the future of the human race with the energy of all of the people between the ages of 30 and 60 who want to see Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston fuck each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is palpable how horny people are for this.
If we could co-opt a tenth of that energy, we would have universal healthcare, we would have free college tuition, we would have a reformed system of law enforcement, prison reform that is actually meaningful. I could only imagine. But instead, a lot of people are like, get these people from the 90s to fuck!
Yeah.
Damn, that's so long ago! Like, seriously, what the fuck are we doing?
This is officially makes it clear that Bloid Watch was lying every time they were like, Jen and Brad sneak off together in their like Royal Caribbean getaway or whatever.
Yeah.
Always a lie. Always Photoshop. But because these are the crumbs that people are like devouring, is them being at the same table read. A thing where they might not even interact with each other.
They got married 20 fucking years ago, July 29th, 2000.
It seems like just yesterday.
That's like, honestly, at that point, we just need to put them in jail.
Right.
Because they're a massive distraction.
We did our live show about the year 2000. I felt them as like our royal couple because I could recall the picture taken from the helicopter of their wedding.
Yeah.
Like that's how iconic it is. Their wedding was so iconic that like someone taking a picture of the general vicinity of the area where the tents were put up for their wedding might have just been the tents where like the catering staff got changed.
Either way,
that is an iconic piece of history. Ugh. Love to
either
see
either way
it.
Anyways, too much energy.
Brad
sucking up too much
Jen.
Oxygen.
All right, that's going to do it for this Wednesday afternoon, guys. We hope you guys are staying safe, staying home, washing your hands, wearing masks. Be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of our show. And we'll talk
later.
To you then. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.